Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him, hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
And here we are again with the Pest Control Marketing Podcast, the number one pest control marketing podcast in the entire world. That means on planet Earth. And I'm here. This is Hal Coleman.
And this is Mike Stewart.
And Mike, glad to be doing this again with you, my buddy.
You know what? I want us to make a difference one PCO at a time.
Well, we're doing it. That's how you do it. Just like eating an elephant. One PCO at a time. Hey, you know, today, Mike, I want to talk about, what we're going to talk about, what are called the three M's of marketing, the three legs of the marketing stool. And those three M's are message, market, and media. Some people may not have actually heard those terms before or don't understand how they interact with each other, but just like any stool that you sit on, if one of the legs is broken or one of the legs is missing, the stool's going to fall over. And that's the way it is with your marketing, your pest control business, or your wildlife control business, lawn care, whatever you have. You have to have an understanding of how the message and the market and the media work. Now, the message, I'm going to put this really simply, and then I'm going to let you elaborate on it, Mike, but your message is what it is you want to say to people. What do you want people to know? That's your message. What do you want them to know about you and your business? Your market, that's the people that you want to say your message to. Those are the people that you want to speak to. And the media is the tool that you use to get your message to those people. Now, the media could be radio, television, direct mail, blogging. It could be a loudspeaker on top of a car going up and down the road. It could be your feet going door to door. But it's whatever delivery system you use to get your message to your chosen people out there. So comment on that, Mike.
Well, you know, that is a standard advertising marketing psychology. And the metaphor of a stool helps you understand that if any one of those legs fail, your marketing efforts are going to be fruitless. And so number one, you know, when you say message, you really need to think through what are you going to tell people that sets you apart and makes them compelled to do business with you. Your message has got to tell me what's in it for me as a customer. You know, I love something Hal said years ago, and he forgot he said it, but I'm going to tell you again. You know, what business are you in? Do you kill bugs? Are you in the bug killing business? And Hal said, no, I sell peace of mind. You see, you know, you're getting into the emotion of what the problem is. So you really got to wrap your arms around what is your message? What makes you different? What problems do you solve for the people willing to give you money? You know, if there are pests in somebody's home, you know their problem. They want to get rid of them. And they want to know you're going to show up on time. They're going to want to know that you know what you're doing. They want to know that you're going to charge them a fair price. They want to know what's in it for them. So, you know, I love when you make positioning statements, guaranteed service, on time, satisfaction guaranteed, or you don't pay. I mean, those are things that if your competitors don't say those kind of messages, that might set you apart. So you really need to get creative with how you're going to make a message that gets somebody with a problem willing to do business with you. So that's how important your message is. You don't want to just say, hey, we kill bugs, and that's it. Well, all your competitors say they kill bugs. What sets you apart? What is your message that makes me feel comfortable as a consumer to spend money with you? And then the market. You know, your market is not going to be teenagers that own a home. You know, so you need to know where the potential market is. Where will they see your message? You know, so it's like networking and networking meetings, after-hour business meetings at Chamber of Commerce, and networking with real estate agents, because real estate agents and mortgage brokers and plumbers and electricians are all working with decision makers that may have pest problems. So those are your networking partners. You know, not the the kid, you know, selling hamburgers at McDonald's. He's not going to think about referring business to you. So you got to know where your market is and how you're going to reach them. And it's the same thing with online marketing. You got to do target marketing. You got to make sure that when the words that people type in search engines are going to come to your marketing message. And then the third stool, which is really important, is what are the most effective, cost affordable media? And people forget that media is a pipeline to get a marketing message to a market. And it can be networking one-on-one, getting that marketed message out. It can be radio. It used to be radio, television, the yellow pages, billboards. And a lot of those marketing methods now have a major competitor, my passion, the internet. You know, 20 years ago when I don't even want to tell you how long ago I met Hal Coleman, but Hal was a master of yellow page ads.
Neither one of us had white hair back then.
Absolutely. But you were a master of making yellow page ads that the yellow page people argued with you that we're going to kill you, but you know, you proved that it got response. That's called direct response marketing. But the yellow pages was a media. It was the print media. You've got the print media, the radio media, and the television media, and then you got billboards and magazines and newspapers. Well, that's all we had prior to 1996, 94. The internet came about in 1994. So that's little less.
Is that when Al Gore invented it?
Al Gore invented it. Well, the internet really became prevalent around 94, and that's when Al Gore was saying that he invented the super information highway, which is an interesting internet marketing chuckle. I won't call it a joke. But he was a proponent. He realized that the world was going to be connected with computer devices. And now, especially today, did you know that 96% of the searches on cell phones in Google are for local businesses? So the media pipeline, that third leg of the stool, is now the cell phone. And are you cell phone compatible? Can people easily see and hear your marketing message on their cell phones? Because that's the computer. That's where the majority of pest control businesses, if you look at the Google statistics, they say 96% of the searches in Google are for local businesses.
And home service businesses especially.
The home services business especially. So what, all I got to say is that we now have a major new pipeline that can find your market, and you can have the ability. You know, just think about it. With the internet is what we call fluid, meaning that if something doesn't work, we can change it tomorrow. You know, you get a yellow page ad. I remember when Hal used to buy yellow page ads. If there was a mistake in it, how long did you have to wait before you could fix it?
You had to wait a year.
A year.
See, a year. A year.
Yeah, that's scary. And you know, you put up an expensive billboard on a busy highway. You know, if that billboard's not performing, it's expensive to fix it. You know, I remember doing radio commercials for a local business, and they spent $20,000 on running these radio ads to have people show up for a band and hot dogs at a car dealership, and nobody showed up because it was on a bad day to have it. They made a mistake, and the radio station said, hey, You ain't getting your $20, 20 grand back. You know,
well, you got to choose see, it doesn't cost you anything to develop your message. And it doesn't cost you anything to decide who your market is. But it costs you a fortune to go through the media to get there. So if you spend thousands of dollars printing things, direct mail pieces, brochures, flyers, and you haven't effectively developed your message and you're not sending it to the right people, then all of that money is for naught.
Absolutely.
So you're exactly right. And choosing your target, in other words, and that goes back to networking that we talked about on another episode. But if you sell, for instance, hunting and fishing supplies in a sporting goods store, you don't want to choose to advertise to a PETA group because they're simply not going to buy what you have, what you're selling. If you sell Lexus automobiles, you wouldn't want to send a direct mail campaign into a zip code that consisted mostly of mobile homes because you don't see too many Lexus automobiles in mobile home parks. And I'm not knocking them because I've lived in 3 mobile homes in my life and I love them, but none of us drove Lexus automobiles back then. So making that choice, is very critical. And the media is where you're going to end up spending a lot of money, not on developing your message and not on choosing your market, but the media can get really expensive.
Well, you know, I am the first to say that all media is good, but media is changing here in 2017 and beyond. And now we have today, and it's one of the things that old media struggles with, is the fact that there's a new kid on the town, and they're very successful. And it's called the Internet. Companies like Google, companies like Facebook, companies like Apple. These are companies that didn't exist on the Internet 20 years ago. You know, Apple started out making computers, but they weren't on the Internet because there was no Internet. And Amazon, and the list goes, eBay, the list goes on and on, Uber, Airbnb. These are all Internet models that are reaching their market with the perfect message, and they're turning into business. Now, there's one thing about the Internet that I can't help but mention here. I've heard my gurus and experts say the Internet is the cheapest place to fail. You do a direct mail campaign, you could spend thousands of dollars to find out you've made no money back. And all you can do is, you know, just suck it up and do it again and hope you get it right the next time. But the good news about the Internet is it's cheap to test. And when you fail, you can stop on a dime and change it. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I do love about the fact that the new media of the Internet, which is also print, radio, and television in an electronic form that reaches the cell phones. You know, I don't know if you know this, Hal, there are 4 billion cell phones in the world right now as of today. Over 2/3 of the planet have cell phones in their pockets.
Well, half of those are just in my immediate family.
Well, me too. Oh, as gosh. Well. You know, our kids don't have television sets. They don't watch the 6 o'clock news. They don't read newspapers. They don't order magazines. You know, they watch, they binge watch. There's new terminology because the media now allows binge watching, watching what you want when you want to, podcasts. The list goes on and on of things that didn't exist just 10 years ago. So, you know, media, the Internet is media. Media is a pipeline for messages to get to other human beings. That's all it is. And, you know, I'm gonna do a little test here with you before we wrap up, Hal. You know what
test with me?
Yes, I'm going to do a little quick test with you. Who really invented the Internet?
Who really invented? You mean it wasn't Al?
No.
I don't. Who really invented it? Was it? I don't know.
It was Gutenberg. And you say,
okay.
Gutenberg? Didn't I thought he invented the printing press? Yes.
I thought Gutenberg was a brand of cheese.
Well, it might be. But here's our point why we say Gutenberg invented the Internet. The Internet is a way to deliver a message to a market. And Gutenberg was the first human being that was able to mass produce messages in print with the printing press. So that was the birth of the internet 500 years ago. Was the ability, never prior to that, it took monks and people by hand to make books. And it was inefficient and slow. And so he built the ability for messages to become deliverable through a media called print.
How about that?
And that was the beginning. And so when you think of the internet as this magical mystery, it's not. It's just an expansion of radio, television, and print to cell phones. And so if you're not marketing to cell phones as a PCO, that's my passion to get across with this three-legged tier. That when you go to that that media leg of the stool, what medias are you going to use, and how well and how efficient are you going to use them?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And if your message is going to the wrong market or your message is not effective, it doesn't matter what media you use.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the number one, I guess, biggest mistake people make, if you had to pick one with the message market media relationship, is they go to the market through a media and they really had no message.
Oh.
They spent money on advertising. They spent money on getting the word out there. They had absolutely nothing to say. So I encourage you, if you're a listener, think about your message. You're not ready to advertise in any form of media to any market until you have a message for those people that when they hear that message, it's going to compel them to call you instead of your competitors when they need your pest control or your wildlife control or your lawn care or your roofing or your plumbing or whatever. Sooner or later, everybody's going to need it and they're going to call somebody. And so if you've done your job correctly, they will call you. And with that, Mike, we got to get out of here.
Well, till next time, we're the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with Mike Stewart
and Hal Coleman, and we will see you guys later. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.